Good morning and welcome to United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. We invite you to join the conversation, catch the vision, and share the hope of a Jamaica united in faith. I'm Paul. This morning we bring you a dramatic expression entitled Heart of Joseph, Heart of God, based on the account of Joseph's experience in Matthew chapter 1.
Joseph, I'm going to have a baby. An angel? Joseph.
O God, my father, God of my forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, O God of the patriarchs and prophets, my soul is troubled within me. For I do not understand what has happened and why this is happening. Father, did I not hear your voice about this young woman? And didn't you assuredly say that this Mary is the one whom I should take as my wife? O Lord, I am your servant, and I have walked in my integrity. Your words have marked my steps. And now here I am, facing a crisis. I am haunted by the scorns and ridicule of my friends and family.
Joseph, don't be foolish. Virgin, even if she was when you decided to marry her, she's not one now.
You know we are of the same lineage. As it has fallen to me to secure her by marrying her. I couldn't put her out to be hurt, to be destroyed. Even if I don't marry her, I have to protect her.
Angel? An angel? Appeared to her? Blasphemy. Pregnant by the Holy Spirit? Blasphemy. And you seem to be taken by this nonsense?
I knew you always had a soft heart. But I never thought you were a fool.
I understand your disappointment, but don't make life difficult for the rest of us. This must be made public and the marriage called off. Divorce her publicly. Make an example of her.
Oh God, my father, what shall I do? I cannot hate her. I cannot despise her. I wish no vengeance upon her. Give me your grace, my Lord, and show us your mercy. Help me to understand and to discover your purpose. I will put her aside privately, without shame and without punishment. I know this is your way, for your love endures forever. You are a father to the fatherless, a protector of widows and orphans.
I've heard enough. The girl is bad. She should be stoned. You are foolish.
And yet, Lord, deep in my heart, there's a strange and foolish feeling which I cannot explain.
What? Lord, are you telling me that even if this is so, she and her child will be my responsibility? I have known your ways to be higher and wiser. But this is strange. Very strange. Oh God, my Father, what shall I do?
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin will be with child, and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel.
Lord? Lord? Lord?
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. For the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn.
Lord? Lord?
Do not be afraid or ashamed to take Mary as your wife. It is true, she is pregnant, and she will have a son. And you, Joseph, yes, you are to name him Jesus, for he will bring salvation to the world. Everything that is happening is my doing, and according to my plan. It is going to be a rough road, hardships and trials. But right before your eyes and in your life, you will see my purpose revealed. There is nothing hard for me, Joseph. With God, all things are possible.
My Father and my God, I am your servant.
Joseph.
This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in his sight.
It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the Lord's doing.
It is marvelous in our eyes.
The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy, and they gave him the name of Jesus. He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom. He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom.
Thanks to the cast, Monique Loftus, Carlington Douglas, Carlton Rodney, Steve Riley, and Paul Pinto.
He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom.
On December 25, Christmas Day, at 6 p.m., the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands presents on YouTube a film entitled The Unspeakable Gift. It is produced and directed by Reverend Kevin Calvert and features Reverend Dr. Roderick Hewitt and Brother Roy. The Unspeakable Gift, on Christmas Day at 6 p.m. on our YouTube channel.
He come from the glorious kingdom. Oh, yes, believer. Oh, yes, believer.
The coronavirus is a real threat to Jamaica and the world. Its rapid spread has resulted in unprecedented and dire health and economic outcomes for persons of all ages. But we can stop the spread. Wash your hands regularly with soap and water, or hand sanitize. Cover your nose and mouth with a mask when in public, and maintain 6 feet distance from persons at all times. The solution is in our hands. By taking these simple steps, we can protect ourselves and those around us from suffering and economic loss. Let's take action today. Stay safe.
Believer, he come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom. They found a manger in Bethlehem, a lowly manger in Bethlehem. And in that manger in Bethlehem, they worshipped a child named Jesus. He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom. He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom. Oh, yes, believer. Oh, yes, believer. He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom.
Thanks to studio engineer Andre Saunderson and Paul Pinto.
Let us reach this generation.
That was United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, 12 Carlton Crescent, Kingston 10, telephone 926-8734. Email us at synod@ucjci.com and find us on the World Wide Web at ucjci.com. Please join us next week for another United in Faith.
This program was produced at the studio of the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, located at 12 Carlton Crescent, Kingston 10. Call us at 876-926-6059 to learn about our most competitive rates for your voiceover and broadcasting needs.